well for you on Sunday?
I think I just missed the game, man. I hadn't been out there in really 2 weeks. I played in a Philly game, but I won 100%. So I definitely missed just being out there with the guys, being in that environment. I mean, Broncos Nation is just awesome. It was 80,000, fireworks going off. It was just, you're playing against the defending Super Bowl champions. I guess it just brought the best out of me. I wanted to win that game really bad.
How did your ankle feel in that game?
Felt good. I didn't have any pain. The Philly game, a couple times when I cut, I felt, you know, a little pain. But it's getting better, though. On game days, you know, I come out here, I battle. It's a mental battle during the week. But when I get in a game, I don't feel anything. So hopefully it's like that again this Sunday.
When you have a game like that, is there a feeling that, okay, hey, now I can go out and do that every week?
Yeah, In my head, I'm like, I'm about to do that for the next 7 weeks. But it's all about, you know, the plays being called and the matchup and what the defense gives us. You know, Belichick walked to me after the game. He said, "You got me again." I said, "Yeah, last year you played me cover two." So I was mad about that. I took to Twitter about that. And this year, you know, he allowed me to beat me. And so I was excited about that one-on-one matchup.
You talk about matchup. Why do you have Malcolm Butler's number so much?
I don't even want to speak on that. I just got his number. I call him up whenever I want.
How difficult has this year been, given I think every year you've been in the NFL, you've been – either in the playoffs or there at the end.
Yeah.
How have you dealt with this, and do you guys see this?
I dealt with it by, you know, whenever you go through adversity, you know, my uncle used to always tell me, man, when you go through adversity, you got to smile through adversity. And now, yeah, you can't walk around and point fingers, man. You just got to put your head down and work. And so that's what I've been doing. You know, you just got to work. And hopefully, you know, we can still make it. You know, CJ was saying the other day, 10 to get you in. And right now we can still attain that. So that's what it's about, and it starts with Cincinnati.
How much could a good start in that game get that momentum to get this thing turned around?
I mean, what are you talking about?
Like a good start on Sunday against Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, that's everything. You know, the previous games, you know, I feel like we've been down by 2 touchdowns, and we've been trying to battle back. And we can't allow that to happen. You know, we got to take care of the football, and we just got to go out and do our job and execute at a high level. I can't wait until we can go up and be up on the team and where we can sit back and play comfortable and call shots and run the football how we want, but we haven't been able to control the game yet.
Grant said last week you were one of the options on returner if he needed to go there. Mm. You obviously haven't done that a lot recently, but how comfortable do you still feel?
I'm comfortable. If they need me, I'm definitely going to get back there. You know, whatever it takes. You know, if Coach Joseph wants me right now, like I said, I got this little ankle injury I'm dealing with. So I don't know how that's going to go, but we're going to see. You know, if I got to be back there, I'm going to get back there for sure.
Emmanuel, when it's one thing over the course of 5 games, it would seem to be easier to kind of focus on. Is it even more frustrating when so many different things kind of rear their head?
I'm not frustrated. You know, it happens. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play in the NFL 8 years and go to 2 Super Bowls and be a part of a couple playoff teams. And this right here, it's testing who I am as a man, my character. And so I'm embracing it. You know, it's all about, all right, how can I get my way out of this? How can I lead better? How can I be a better teammate? How can I be a better player? How can I be a better man? You know, sometimes when you get all the highs, you know, you kind of forget about, you know, the bottom. So when you're at the bottom, you know, you got to work your way out. And, you know, I started at the bottom. I feel like we all started at the bottom. You got to climb your way back to the top. And it's really refreshing. So I'm embracing it. And it starts this Sunday to hopefully try to go and get a win.
Talk about being a teammate. I've seen you talk to Isaiah McKenzie before. Did you give him any kind of
I told him you need the fair catch. That's what I told him. I said, 7 games, man, you haven't fair caught it. And Isaiah, man, got the heart of gold, man. Good player. Special player, man. He's just young. You know, I remember when it was me and Antonio Brown with the Steelers. The year we went to the Super Bowl, we both was rookies. And, you know, we didn't get back there. And I told him, I said, man, you're a special player. We looked up to you. You're a rookie. But at the same time, man, you got to learn how to play the position. And so that's my job to teach him. I told him, sometimes, man, you can't sit up there and try to hit the home run every time you got a fair catch. And I think that he's learning that. He's seeing it. You know, we're watching film together. We're doing certain things. And I'm trying to just bring the best out of him. And I think that, you know, right now it's not looking good for him. But, you know, you give him another chance after, you know, we get done talking and breaking down the film of what to do and what not to do, I think he's going to be all right.
So has the coaching staff asked you about returning once
again? I mean, we've talked. So we'll see. We'll see. It's all about my ankle, though. So, you know, if it feels good, you know, I'm going to try to get back there. So we're going to go. We're going to go off that.
What have you seen from Paxton in practice?
Man, Paxton got a big-time arm, man. He has a big-time arm, big-time talent. You know, he has all the intangibles. You know, it's all about just going out and getting more and more comfortable with the playbook, learning and growing as a player, becoming a pro. And I think he's going to be all right as well.
What has Brock brought in the last couple of games?
He brings energy. Brock's, he's been there before. He's been groomed by Peyton. So he kind of understands the ins and outs of how to play the quarterback position because he learned from Peyton. So that's what he brings. He brings experience. He brings a lot of things.
How did you develop such a strong chemistry with him, not only on Sunday, but in 2015 you guys were on point?
I don't know. I take him out to dinner, I guess. Nah, it just happens. You know, you just go out and I'm competitive. I try to win in all my routes. I try to dominate my opponent every single time. And Brock understands my personality. He knows I'm not trying to show the quarterback any time. I'm just out there hungry and just want the ball and just want to win the game. And he understands that, so he just keeps feeding me.
Okay, thank you, Emmanuel.
All right. Yep. Thanks.